Good afternoon. The time is 4:30. It's 60 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Ellen Barnett. Nicholasville police are investigating a shooting that occurred this morning at a motorcycle club that left one person dead. Ashland officials continue their search for a full-time city manager. And Moorhead State University's 2017 spring commencement takes place tomorrow. In sports, the Cincinnati Reds take on the San Francisco Giants in California tonight. Bud Luke has the stocks. There's a 90% chance of rain with lows around 50 degrees tonight. We'll take a complete look at that forecast after this news. One person is dead and two others are injured after a shooting at a Nicholasville motorcycle club this morning. WKYT reports Nicholasville police are investigating the scene at Bonded Links on Industry Parkway. Officials say Mark Bugeski of Louisville was killed there. The two other victims were taken to UK Hospital. It is unknown how many shooters were involved. Police say a private event hosting 50 to 100 people was going on at a club when the shooting happened. No arrests have yet been made. The Kentucky State Police Moorhead Post is investigating a two-vehicle collision in Wolf County involving a school bus. According to the KSP, the incident happened on Rexville Road around 3:45 yesterday. One Wolf County student was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The driver of the other vehicle was arrested at the scene on an unrelated warrant. Two Nicholasville men have been arrested after a violent Jessamine County burglary. WKYT reports Daniel Baker and Larry Green are charged with burglary after deputies say they invaded a home on Knight Drive early Thursday morning. Investigators say the victim returned home and encountered the two men. After a struggle involving a shotgun, the victim was able to gain control of the weapon. Both suspects fled the scene. A Boyd County jailer is accused of smuggling drugs into the county's detention center. WSAZ reports William Moak of Ashland finished his shift around 1 a.m. before being arrested and returned to the same facility on the other side of the bars. Boyd County Sheriff's deputies say Moak has been trafficking illegal items, including meth, pills, and syringes at the detention center. Moak is charged with possession and trafficking of meth, among other drug-related charges. A Kentucky man charged with murdering a caretaker at a group home has been ruled incompetent to stand trial. Haley Hansen reports.
32-year-old Lindale Cunningham is charged with fatally stabbing 66-year-old Sally Berry at the rest care home in Elizabethtown back in January. The ruling comes after Cunningham was evaluated at the Kentucky Correctional Psychiatric Center. Cunningham's defense attorney had requested the evaluation, saying her client had been diagnosed with mental health issues in the past. The prosecutor in the case says he filed a motion for an additional evaluation to have Cunningham placed in a state facility. I'm Haley Hansen.
Haley Hansen is from KNN. Ashland interim city manager Steve Corbett says the city is down to six candidates in the search for full-time employment. The Ashland Daily Independent reports the city received 17 applications after re-advertising the job last month. Corbett says 11 of those applications were canceled due to lack of qualifications, leaving six finalists. Four finalists, Corbett says, have experience as a city manager. Mayor Steve Gilmore says the search committee is also keeping the door open to a local candidate currently working for the city. Gilmore hopes to find a replacement for the former manager, Ben Bitter, who was fired last February, in the next 20 to 30 days. The committee met in a closed session yesterday to discuss the applicants. Ashland City Commissioner Marty Goot is excited about the decision by Brady Industries to locate its corporate headquarters in his city's downtown.
Oh, I'm just overwhelmed. This is the first I heard, and to get them to move here with their offices is just the good news keeps on coming, and we're riding a wave right now of great news and I want to give the thanks to just the people in the background that have worked tirelessly to try to make this happen.
City commissioners announced the plans yesterday. Commissioner Amanda Clark says the company is not ready to announce the exact location of the offices. Brady Industries plans to build a $1.3 billion aluminum plant in nearby South Shore, bringing 550 high-paying jobs to the region. A change is coming in connection with a $700,000 project to renovate the 30-year-old Catlettsburg-Canova Bridge in Boyd County. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says workers will switch their efforts from one lane of the bridge to the other next week.
We expect to have some traffic shifting around as the contractors move from one side of the bridge to the other with their work zone. So we just want to, you know, make sure people are aware of that. But throughout this month, the bridge will remain one lane. Right now we have temporary traffic signals, traffic lights at either end of the bridge controlling the one-lane traffic across. So people should kind of expect some delays.
Improvements to the Catlettsburg-Canova Bridge, which spans the Big Sandy River, include replacing its old driving surface with a latex overlay to protect its concrete deck, as well as sandblasting the structure and replacing a number of its joints. The work is expected to be finished by early June. The last of the Ironton-Russell Bridge will be blown up on Monday, and residents have been asking about dealing with the situation. Here's MSPR's Tilden Johnson.
Residents of the two cities met with officials from Brayman Construction Corporation, Advantage Blasting and Demolition, as well as the Ohio Department of Transportation on Wednesday to discuss how their homes would be affected by the explosion. Those living close to the blasting area were told they won't have to leave their homes, but they will need to stay away from windows and keep their pets inside. The new bridge will also be closed. The blast curtains will be set up to help protect buildings from the reverberations of the explosion. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Senator Mitch McConnell is rejecting calls for a special prosecutor in the Russia hacking investigation. Mike Lindemann has details.
The Senate Majority Leader said a new investigation would delay the Intelligence Committee's work. McConnell criticized Democrats upset about the firing of James Comey, who led the FBI's probe of Russia's influence on the election. He says Democrats have reversed course.
Our Democratic colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized.
Senator Pohl told Fox Business Network the firing of Comey was overdue. I'm Mike Lindemann.
Mayor Jim Tom Trent says the city of Morehead's employees will eventually have to start covering more of the cost of their health insurance. According to Trent, 94% of that expense is currently paid for by the city. He adds that's not sustainable, especially since the Kentucky League of Cities, which Morehead buys its employee health insurance from, has told city officials the price tag for that plan will raise by 20% in the next fiscal year to well over $900,000. Trent says the only answer is to reduce the city's share of that plan while also giving those it employs pay hikes to help them make up for their increased cost.
We are working right now to see if we can do some sort of an offset raise, slowly start next year, not this year, slowly start with a budget in 18-19 to start paring that back from 94%, maybe to 92, to 90, whatever.
As part of that, Trent says the goal will be to make sure that no employee of the city of Morehead is making less than $10 an hour by next January. There are currently members of its Public Works Department that make less than that. Kentucky tourism generated more than $14.5 billion in 2016, a record number for the industry in Kentucky. The Kentucky Department of Tourism Commissioner Kristen Branscom spoke on tourism's economic impact at the Morehead Conference Center today. She says it's a great economic driver for the state.
Financially, what this does, especially in 16, so that $14.5 billion translated to $1.5 billion in taxes, state and local. So really, we are using visitor money to do the infrastructure needs and provide an enhanced community for our citizens. And then the tourism industry, 193,000 jobs and $3.2 billion in wages.
Branscom says over $657 million tourism dollars came from the Kentucky-Appalachian region alone. She says to keep the momentum going, the tourism department will work with local organizations and promote the variety of outdoor activities Kentucky has to offer. Morehead State University's 2017 spring graduation ceremonies will be held on Saturday. MSPR's Logan Pemberton has the story.
Both the 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. ceremonies will take place at the Academic Athletic Center, with retiring President Wayne Andrews handing diplomas to nearly 1,200 students during his last graduation ceremony at MSU. The students of the College of Business and Technology and the College of Science will graduate in the morning, with Jasmine Olivia Prince of Fairborn, Ohio, as the student speaker. The ceremony for the College of Education and the Cottle College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Science will receive their degrees in the afternoon. Kristen Marie Busby of Moorhead will serve as the student speaker. Joseph and Kelly Kraft will also be honored with honorary Doctor of Public Service degrees during the afternoon for their pledge of $4 million in 2014 to create MSU's Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. Since then, they've also committed an additional $2.8 million to expand the academy and establish a summer program. For MSPR News, this is Logan Pemberton.
A Greenup County High School teacher is getting some financial help from Kentucky Power for a classroom project. According to spokeswoman Allison Barker, Amanda Hensley is getting the maximum $500 Teacher Vision grant from her company.
She submitted a proposal to purchase a 3D printer, and with that, she plans to incorporate design and engineering and science and technology lessons into the curriculum.
Barker says teachers who want to apply for a Teacher Vision grant must submit a written proposal to Kentucky Power regarding their planned project, which must improve student achievement. All educators who live within the company's service region are eligible to apply for the award. Protesters have called for Barron Metcalfe Family Court Judge Mitchell Nance to resign after he issued an order recusing himself from adoption cases involving one or more gay parents. News outlets report that Nance's April 27th order says that he believes there are no circumstances in which gay adoption would be in the best interests of a child. A group of 15 protesters organized by the Fairness Campaign of Kentucky gathered outside the county courthouse on Wednesday. Fairness Campaign Director Chris Hartman says Nance shouldn't be on the bench if he cannot put aside personal biases, especially as the law doesn't prohibit the adoptions. He says the Kentucky branch of the American Civil Liberties Union is exploring further action. Nance's decision must be approved by the Kentucky Supreme Court. Wednesday was National Bike Day, Bike to School Day, and safety advocates want to make sure kids are wearing helmets. In the U.S., 50 kids are hurt every hour from crashes that occur on a bicycle, skateboard, or scooter. Dr. Marseille White is a pediatrician and medical advisor. She says it's not only children who find excuses not to wear helmets.
47% of parents think that the area where they are biking or skating is safe, or they view their child as experienced and don't think helmets are necessary.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening area tonight, cloudy skies with occasional rain, mainly this evening. There's a 90% chance of rain, and temperatures will get down to around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies, highs around 71 degrees. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, clear skies, lows around 52. Your Sunday will be sunny with highs around 79 degrees. Sunday night, expect clear skies with lows around 57. Starting off your week on Monday, expect intervals of clouds and sunshine with highs around 80 degrees. And Monday night, clear skies with lows around 60 degrees. Taking a look at temperatures around the region, it's sitting at about the same temperature across the MSPR listening area. It is currently 59 degrees in Flemingsburg, Inez, Lexington, and Winchester. And it is currently sitting at 60 degrees in Ashland and here on the campus of Moorhead State University. Good afternoon. You're tuned in to Moorhead State Public Radio here on Mountain Edition. The time is 4:44. On today's feature segment, we hear our commentary from John Modaff, whose mailbag is celebrating springtime by overflowing with questions and comments.
For some reason, good weather means more mail. So this week, it's time to dive in and provide answers for the concerned, the curious, and the critical. First, this from a web listener. Dear John, as a speech teacher, I can imagine these are trying times, what with the fall of the First Amendment on so many college campuses. What can be done to endure such changes or to reverse them? Signed, Sister Alberta, Hinsdale. Dear Alberta, yes, such times try the souls of freedom-loving people. Individuals and groups are always finding their boundaries. I do not know what has happened, but people have taken to censoring speech rather than answering it. Someone the other day argued that banning certain speakers is an exercise in free speech, keeping speech free of corrupt ideas. What I wonder is, who are the philosopher kings and queens who will tell the rest of us what is corrupt? One might also ask, can an anti-fascist be a fascist? Dear Bike Doctor, please settle a bet. I say a good coating of WD-40 spray lubricant is sufficient to keep a bicycle chain in good shape, but my partner says 3-in-1 oil is the best. Where do you stand? And please consider that a free trip to Main Street for the restaurant Crawl is riding on this. Signed, D&J of Stanford. D&J, you're both right. Use the WD-40 to clean and soak in, wipe that off, then cover the chain with a light coat of 3-in-1. You're ready for ecologically responsible travel. Dear John, I heard Assistant News Director Dan Conte is retiring from MSPR. Thank God. He's too nice. He's an erudite professional with gravitas and a sense of humor. I hate that. He's unbiased and level-headed. I really hate that. And he dresses well, which means he's probably a Republican or worse. I think he wears a fake mustache on some days, but I'm not sure. Anyways, thank heaven he's leaving, because students need a better example if they're going to get anywhere in a shallow, corrupt world. Signed, Anonymous in Goddard. P.S. He owes me $50. Dear Anon, you really need a hobby. But first, admit you've got a crush on Dan and then get some help. After an act of contrition, you can receive absolution by refraining from sarcasm for 7 days.
Hell, you crazy.
I'm John Modaff.
Dr. John Modaff regularly answers all the important questions of life in his classroom as a professor of speech at Morehead State University. It's currently 4:47. You're tuned in to Mountain Edition here on Morehead State Public Radio. Nathan has been keeping an eye on our sports world. He is up in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Eastern Kentucky CEP. The Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Grayson will host a job fair on Tuesday, May 16th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Grayson Career Center, 1141A State Highway 7. LPNs, registered nurses, and CNAs are encouraged to bring resumes for interviews. The Carter Nursing and Rehabilitation Center job fair at the Grayson Career Center, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday, May 16th. More information at 474-2412 or online at ekjobs.com.
Round two in San Francisco. Good afternoon. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio Sports, I'm Nathan Gutierrez. The Cincinnati Reds will try to make it two straight over the Giants when they face them tonight at 10:15 in San Francisco in Game 2 of their four-game series. Zach Cozart's RBI double in the top of the eighth handed the Reds a 3-2 win last night at AT&T Park. It also moved them to 19-15 for the season.
I say it all the time, we're just here to play ball, yeah. You know, I think that's, we got some gamers, we got some grinders, and it's fun, you know, we're having a good time, and winning, you know, cures everything, so it's definitely fun so far.
That's Cozart on Fox Sports Ohio last night. 2-3 Scott Feldman pitches tonight for the Reds. He'll be up against former Red Johnny Cueto, who's 4-2 this season. Now starting at 9 p.m. due to rain, the Morehead State baseball team will begin a three-game weekend OVC series with Murray State at Allen Field. Both teams are hitting well over 300 and scoring runs in bunches. Coach Mike McGuire hopes his Eagles will be able to outpitch the Racers.
They've got some capable arms that, you know, were pitching really well early in the year that haven't pitched as well of late. You know, depth on the mound may be an issue as well. So I think it's you could see an offensive weekend. And it's going to be very important to us to, you know, we've got capable arms to control them. We just got to go out and do it.
With six games to go in the conference season, MSU is trying to lock down the second seed in the upcoming OVC tournament. The Eagles are 14-9 in league play. When the 2018 season starts, Morehead State softball coach David Williams expects one key player to give the Eagles a big edge on their opponents. According to Williams, MSU was lucky that junior 16-game winner Chelsea McManaway will be back in the circle next spring, calling her a true ace.
What most people don't know is she pitched hurt the last 2 months of the season, and that probably affected her numbers a little bit. But main focus getting her healthy this summer, getting her ready to come back. But it's very comforting when you know that you have her in the circle and you've got a chance, and she does an excellent job, and she's just a wonderful person on top of that, too.
In addition to her 16 wins this spring, McManaway also recorded an ERA of 1.89. In the NBA, leading the series 3-2, the Boston Celtics will look to close out the Wizards at Washington tonight in Game 6 and advance on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics star guard Isaiah Thomas believes the key for his team will be to limit the runs and bring the fight early in the matchup.
The last two games has been 26-0 run and 22-0 run that killed us. So I think if we eliminate those runs and cut down on our turnovers, that puts us in a better position to win those games. And we got to start off well. If we start off well tonight and we hit first, we'll be all right.
No road team has won in this series. A win from Washington will bring the series to Boston for Game 7. Game time is set for 8 p.m. Morehead State football coach Rob Tenyer says he and his assistants aren't done adjusting the Eagles' offensive and defensive schemes. While they made some tweaks to those systems during spring practice, Tenyer says they'll install more new things in those playbooks when preseason practices start in August.
You know, I think we just kind of keep climbing the ladder, and we got a lot of young guys playing, and I think it was really good for us in the spring, and there's a lot more things we want to be able to do and become even more versatile on both sides of the ball.
The MSU football team's 2017 season begins on August 31st at home against Kentucky Christian. Two former Ashland High School star athletes from the 1950s have died, MSPR's Chuck Mraz reports.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, both Bob Emmerich and Richard Hills passed away at the end of April. Emmerich was 81. He'd been an All-State basketball player on the Tomcats' famed 1953 team that had been Kentucky's top-rated squad until losing in the state tournament to Paducah. Emmerich went on to star at the University of Florida. Meanwhile, Hills died recently at the age of 80. He was a sprinter on Ashland State Championship team in 1955, winning the 100 and 220-yard dashes while helping the Tomcats finish second in the 880. Reporting for MSPR Sports, I'm Chuck Mraz.
And finally for today in sports, four-time heavyweight champion Evander Holyfield and his company, Real Deal Sports and Entertainment, announced plans today to kick off a televised boxing series in Louisville's Freedom Hall on June 24th. Holyfield said he wanted to produce the series in Louisville because of his inspiration from Louisville native and boxing legend Muhammad Ali.
The reason why we came here, it would just be fitting, because the fact is, as a kid, I was told I could be like Muhammad Ali. So here I am, I'm here today, and so the whole purpose of being here, the purpose is giving someone else an opportunity.
The event will feature a championship among contenders and an undercard that will include local amateur boxers. That's a look at sports. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Nathan Gutierrez.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Baseball will host Murray State for three games this weekend, this evening, 5:30 p.m. tomorrow, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
All right, Bud, whenever you're ready. All right, Bud, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities closed mostly lower as investors digested a tough week for retailers as well as mixed economic data. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 22.81 at 20,896.61. The S&P 500 was down 3.54 at 2390.9. And the NASDAQ Composite did manage a gain of 5.27, finishing at 6121.23. New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 4-3 in favor of losing stocks over winners. Retailers again under pressure today as the Spider S&P Retail Exchange Traded Fund was down almost 2%. And the fall in retailers came after JCPenney stock dropped more than 14% in afternoon trade. The company reported mixed quarterly results with earnings topping expectations, but same-store sales falling more than expected. Several retailers, including Macy's and Nordstrom, have seen their stocks tank this week after reporting weaker-than-expected quarterly results, putting the entire sector under pressure. In economic news, the Commerce Department said retail sales increased 0.4% in April from March, which was less than expected. Consumer prices rose 0.2% in April, which was in line with expectations. For the 12 months through April, the CPI increased at a rate of 2.2%. Treasury yields, Treasury bond yields fell on the back of this data as the benchmark 10-year note yield dropped to 2.32% from close to 2.4%, and the 2-year note yield hovered near 1.29%. In the commodities markets, crude oil was up 5 cents to finish at $47.87 a barrel, and gold was up 0.3%, finishing at $1,227.90 an ounce. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were Apple and McDonald's. The worst performers were GE and Merck. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Wynn Resorts and Broadcom, and the worst performers were Nordstrom and Acuity Brands. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Incorporated down 38 cents at $121.77, CSX unchanged at $52.14, Marathon Petroleum up 17 cents at $52.68, AEP up 49 cents at $68.04, and AK Steel was down 11 cents to finish at $5.62. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Taking one last look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area. Tonight, cloudy with occasional rain, mainly this evening. There's a 90% chance of rain. Temperatures will get down to around 50 degrees. Your Saturday, expect partly cloudy skies with highs around 71. Saturday night, clear skies, lows around 52. Your Sunday will be sunny with highs around 79 degrees. Sunday night will be clear with lows around 57. Starting off your week on Monday, expect intervals of clouds and sunshine with temperatures around 80 degrees, and Monday night will be clear with lows around 60 degrees. It is setting at an even temperature around the MSPR listening area. It is 59 degrees in Flemingsburg, Inez, Lexington, and Winchester, and it is 60 degrees in Ashland and here in Moorhead. That's it for Mountain Edition. We had help from Chuck Meraz, Dan Conti, Nathan Gutierrez, Braxton Howard, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Brian Courtney, Tilden Johnson from the Kentucky News Network. Haley Hansen, and our feature segment was MSU Professor John Modath. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Ellen Barnett. All Things Considered is next.